Well, it's enough to make you lose your appetite. A recent study shows that poor air quality resulting from food production in the U.S. is resulting in 16,000 deaths annually, with 80% related to animal production. Dr. Jason Hill is co-author of that recent study and professor of bioproducts and biosystems engineering at the University of Minnesota. He joins us on the KCBS Marine Central Newsline. Thanks a lot for the time today. So what is it about food production that contaminates our air?
So food production results in the release of certain pollutants, such as fine particulate matter and ammonia, that affect our health. They lead to premature mortality, that is, dying early as a result of cardiovascular events, or such as heart attacks or cancer.
We're talking primarily about meat?
Well, all food affects air quality. What we found is that meat and other animal products like eggs and dairy affect it substantially more than plant-based foods.
And this because of animal waste?
This is largely because of animal waste, ammonia from the manure of the animals, but also from fertilizer, nitrogen fertilizer that's used to grow corn, for instance, that then is fed largely to animals.
So what about capturing some of, you know, what the animals put off and either, you know, neutralizing it or using it somehow?
Yeah, so there are many options. There are many things that farmers can do to reduce the amount of pollution that is released into the air. So they can, if they're going to spread manure on fields, they can inject it into the fields rather than spreading it broadly. They can use certain types of fertilizers, for instance, that have lower amounts of ammonia that are released when those fertilizers are used. All sorts of things that farmers can do that can even save them money.
Are there any farmers that are doing it?
There are some farmers that are doing it. There are some farmers that are using, say, precision agriculture, ways of using just the right amount of fertilizer on fields rather than over-applying it, which is also in their best interest because it saves them money.
Do folks who raise crops and animals organically, do they do any better at this?
We did not look at that in our study. A lot of animal production is also organic. But again, animals produce manure. It's mostly about how that manure is treated on farms, if practices are used that reduce the amount of ammonia that's released from it.
When you're raising chickens, say, at home or you know, having your own vegetable garden, how much of a contributor is that?
That's a pretty small contributor. And certainly the things you would be raising at home, like vegetables in your own garden, are things that are really good for your health.
All right. So that's one solution. Any other things on a personal level that could help?
We can try to eat more plant-based diets or more plant-rich diets, which is good for our health. It's good for climate change and many other things. But we can also try to waste less food, especially if you're going to waste food, try not to waste animal-based products if you eat those, because those are the ones that, in production, tend to be the most damaging.
Will there be any regulation on any of this?
That's up to the politicians and regulators to decide.
Above your pay grade, huh?
out of my wheelhouse, for sure.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it, Dr. Jason Hill. He's the co-author of this study, professor of bioproducts and biosystems engineering at the University of Minnesota.